This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today welcomed leaders of BRICS partner countries on the second and last day of 18th BRICS summit at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. They include Prime Minister of Malaysia Anwar Ibrahim, Vietnamese Prime Minister Lee Min Hung, Foreign Minister of Saudi Arabia Faisal bin Farhan and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. After posing for family photos, the leaders are participating in the session based on resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability, shaping the future for inclusive global growth. And now, we go live to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's welcome remarks at Bharat Mandapam. The 10 partner countries of BRICS are Belarus, Bolivia, Kazakhstan, Cuba, Malaysia, Nigeria, Thailand, Uganda, Uzbekistan and Vietnam. After the conclusion of the session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral meetings with President of Kazakhstan, Kasym Yamart Tokayev, President of Philippines, Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr., President of Egypt, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, President of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa and President of Burundi, Evariste Ndayishimiye. BRICS leaders have condemned the April 2025 Pahalgam terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir. In a joint statement, BRICS leaders have called for zero tolerance towards terrorism, reaffirming the regional bloc's commitment to combating terrorism in all its forms. The New Delhi Declaration, adopted unanimously at the opening day of the summit, said that all acts of terrorism are criminal and unjustifiable, regardless of their motivation and who committed such an act. The declaration condemned in the strongest terms the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir on 22nd April 2025, during which 26 people were killed and many more injured. The joint declaration also expressed deep concern over the continued escalation of tensions in West Asia and called for exercising maximum restraint as well as avoiding actions that could further aggravate the situation. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today met the Iranian Minister of Economic Affairs and Finance, Sayed Ali Madinzadeh, in New Delhi. Ms. Sitharaman thanked Iran for its participation in the BRICS summit and its productive engagement in the deliberations in the finance track. The Ministry of Finance informed that during the meeting, both sides exchanged views on issues related to economic growth and the potential for cooperation in areas of mutual interest. Iran and Oman have agreed on new entry and exit shipping routes for the Strait of Hormuz. Both nations will present the plan to other Gulf nations at an upcoming regional meeting. Under this new plan, the entry route into the Gulf will sit entirely with Iranian territorial waters and a section of the exit route will also fall under Iranian control. Jammu and Kashmir government has approved two major parking infrastructure projects in Jammu aimed at easing traffic congestion and strengthening planned urban infrastructure in the city. The approved projects include a parking cum commercial complex at Parade and a multi-level car parking facility at SMGS Hospital, Jammu, with a combined estimated cost of 49.34 crore rupees. The projects are envisaged to provide modern and organized parking facilities at key locations, helping decongest busy areas and improve traffic management. In tennis, Kazakhstan Elina Rybakina defeated Belarusian Arina Sabalenka 6-4-5-7-6-2 to win US Open Women's Singles Final at Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York last night. This is Rybakina's first US Open title and a third career Grand Slam championship following her Australian Open victory earlier in the year. With this win, Rybakina officially takes over the WTA World No. 1 ranking from Sabalenka. The men's singles final will be played between Germany's world number 2, Alexander Zverev, and local favourite Ben Shelton in New York tonight. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall with extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places in Gujarat today. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over Madhya Pradesh, West Madhya Pradesh, Saurashtra and Kutch during the day. Meanwhile, in the national capital, very light to light rainfall is expected during the next 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.